Hello and welcome to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. I'm your host, George Preston. Inaugurated in 2007, the NCPA is located in the heart of Beijing, adjacent to the Great Hall of the People and Tiananmen Square. Consisting of four main art venues, including an opera house, a concert hall, a theater, and a multifunctional theater, the NCPA is an international platform for the fine arts from China and the world. On our program this week, we'll hear the orchestral splendor of Beethoven's Symphony No. 2. Then the NCPA Orchestra and Chorus will be featured in Xian Xinghai's Yellow River Cantata and Guo Wenjing's symphonic poem Shu Daonan, or The Sichuan Road. We'll begin with one of the most famous choruses in all of opera, Verdi's Va Pensiero. It comes from Verdi's third opera, Nabucco, which tells the plight of Hebrew slaves in ancient Babylon. Va Pensiero became a rallying cry for the Risorgimento in Italy as they fought for a unified country in the 19th century. In the chorus, the exiled Hebrews are in despair, fearing that they will never see their homeland again. Their high priest, Zechariah, leads them to embrace hope that they may once again be united with their homeland. Lui Jia leads the NCPA chorus and orchestra in Giuseppe Verdi's Va Pensiero from his opera Nabucco. the great chorus Va Pensiero from Verdi's opera Nabucco. China's National Center for the Performing Arts Chorus and Orchestra were led by their artistic director, Lui Jia. Hi, I'm George Preston, and you're listening to This Week from the NCPA. Still to come, music by Beethoven and a Chinese symphonic poem based on the work of Li Bai, a poet from the Tang Dynasty. Next, we have the Yellow River Cantata by early 20th century Chinese composer Xian Xinghai, which is based on a poem by Guang Weizhan. For many Chinese, the Yellow River in northern China is symbolic of the mother river of the nation. We spoke with conductor Li Jingchao, who will be leading the work shortly, about the importance of this particular piece in Chinese music and how it has shaped his career as a conductor and musician.
星海先生的黄河大合唱呢，在我的音乐生涯当中非常的特殊。首先从形式上来说呢。
The Yellow River Cantata is very special to me in my music career. The first time I performed the piece was in 1988 as an orchestra member, and that experience is something I'll remember for the rest of my life. In the course of my career, I've also performed this piece as a chorister and now as a conductor. So I think I may be one of the musicians who's taken on the most varied roles interpreting this piece. I have performed the Yellow River Cantata many times with various choirs and orchestras. This is quite a classic masterpiece in China, and every time I'm on stage, I experience something new. I feel exhilarated. It has been 82 years since the premiere of the Yellow River Cantata. I believe that it will remain popular for many years to come. In the present day, the cantata is still inspiring, particularly to China's younger generation.
The work comes in 8 movements. The Yellow River Boatman's Song, a mixed chorus, tells how a few dozen Yellow River boatmen battle the perilous waves as they cross the river full of fighting strength. In Ode to the Yellow River, a solo baritone praises the Yellow River's might and strength and its role as the cradle of Chinese civilization. The third movement is The Yellow River Runs from the Sky. Against a turbulent orchestral accompaniment, the reciter describes the many catastrophes, both natural and man-made, which have befallen the people who live along the shores of this great river. Movement 4 is the Yellow River Ditty. This folk song-like ditty celebrates the good things the Yellow River has provided for the people who live alongside the water. In Dialogue on the Bank of the Yellow River, antiphonal male voices depict two villagers on opposite sides of the river in dialogue. The sixth movement is the Yellow River Lament. This elegy, written for soprano solo, should be sung with tears held back. The seventh movement is Defending the Yellow River. This music, powerful and grand, rising and falling in waves like the strong guerrilla soldiers vanishing and reappearing. The eighth and final movement is Roar, Yellow River. This is a rousing battle cry for the Chinese to rise up and defend their land and calls for unification. The NCPA orchestra and chorus are under Li Jingchao. We'll also hear Liu Songhu, baritone, Chao Ridong and Tong Ziyang, leading singers, Zhou Xiaolin, soprano, Zhao Ling, narrator, and Wang Jing, pipa artist. Here now is the Yellow River Cantata by Xian Xinghai.
Hello. 你到过黄河吗？你渡过黄河吗？你还记得河上的船夫拼着性命和惊涛骇浪搏战？
的情景了。如果你已经忘掉的话，那么你听吧。 朋友，黄河以他英雄的气魄出现在亚洲的原野，它象征着我们民族的精神伟大而崇高。这里我们向着黄河唱着我们的赞歌。
我站在高
黄河，我们要学习你的榜样，像你一样的伟大坚强。这里，我们要在你的面前献一首长诗，哭诉我们民族的灾难。黄河之水，天上来，排山倒海，汹涌澎湃，奔腾叫嚣，使人肝胆破裂。它是中国的大动脉，在它的周身奔流着民族的热血。红日高照，水上金光迸裂，月出东山，河面银光似雪。它震动着，跳跃着，像一条飞龙日行千里，注入浩浩的东海。虎口龙门摆成天上的旗阵，人不敢在它的身边挨近，就是毒龙也不敢在水底存身。在十里路外仰望着它的浓烟上升，像烧着漫天大火，使你感到热血沸腾。其实凉气逼来，你会周身感到寒冷。它呻吟着，震荡着，发出十万万匹马力，摇动了地壳，冲散了天上的乌云。啊，黄河，河中之王，它是一匹发狂的猛兽，发起怒来赛过千万条毒蟒。它要作浪兴波，冲破人间的堤防。于是黄河两岸遭到可怕的灾殃，它吞食了两岸的人民，削平了数百里外的村庄，使千百万同胞扶老携幼流亡他乡，挣扎在饥饿线上、死亡线上。如今 两岸的人民又受到了空前的灾难，东方的海盗在亚洲的原野伸张着杀人的毒液，于是饥饿和死亡像黑热病一样在黄河的两岸传染。啊，黄河，你抚育着我们民族的成长，你亲眼看见这5000年来的古国遭受过多少灾难，自古以来在黄河边上展开了无数血战，让累累白骨堆满你的河身，奄奄鲜血染红你的河面，但你从没有看见敌人的残暴如同今天这般，也从来没有看见皇帝的子孙像今天这样开始了全国动员。在黄河两岸，游击兵团、野战兵团星罗棋布，散布在敌人后面，在万山丛中，在青纱帐里展开了英勇的血战。啊，黄河，你记载着我们民族的年代，古往今来，在你的身边兴起了多少英雄豪杰，但是你从不曾看见40000000同胞像今天这样团结的如钢似铁，1000000000民族英雄为了保卫祖国洒尽他们的热血，英雄的故事像黄河怒涛山岳般的壮烈。黄河，你可曾听见在你的身旁响彻了胜利的凯歌？你可曾看见祖国的铁军在敌人后方布成了地网天罗？他们把守着黄河两岸，不让敌人渡过，他们要把疯狂的敌人埋葬在滚滚的黄河。黄河，你奔流着，怒吼着，替法西斯的恶魔唱着灭亡的葬歌，你怒吼着，叫嚣着，向着祖国的原野响应我们伟大民族的胜利的凯歌，向着祖国的原野响应我们伟大民族的胜利的凯歌。我们是黄河的儿女，我们艰苦奋斗，一天天的接近胜利，但是敌人一天不消灭，我们便一天不能安身。不信你听听河东民众痛苦的呻吟。 妻离子散，天各一方。但是，我们难道永远逃亡？你听听吧，这是黄河边上两个老乡的对唱。家去，老家已经太不成话了。谁没有妻子儿女？谁愿意忍受敌人的欺凌？亲爱的同胞们呐，你听听一个妇人悲惨的歌声。 中国万世，中华民族的儿女呀，谁愿意像中央一般任人宰割？我们抱定毕生的决心，保卫黄河，保卫华北，保卫全中国。
珠江在怒吼，扬子江在怒吼，黄河掀起你的怒涛，发出你的狂叫，向着全中国被压迫的人民，向着全世界被压迫的人民，发出你战斗的警号吧！
Tian Xinghai's The Yellow River Cantata. The NCPA Orchestra and Chorus was led by conductor Tsing Chao, with Liu Songhu baritone, Chao Ruidong and Tong Jiang leading singers, Zhou Xiaolin soprano, Zhao Ling narrator, and Wang Jing pipa artist. I'm George Preston, and you're listening to This Week from the National Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up in the second part of our program, we'll hear more from both the chorus and orchestra of the NCPA in Guo Wenjing's symphonic poem Shu Daonan, or The Sichuan Road, and Beethoven's Symphony No. 2. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.
The average age about this orchestra is around about 35 years old. So in my mind, young means passionate. You know, when the first time I heard this orchestra, I was stunned by this orchestra's passion. I think 75% of the members from this orchestra study in the Western country. You know, the United States, Canada, or UK and Germany. So they come back. And then they work together. And some of the members like me, they have lots of experience to working in the real top-line professional orchestras. And with this 10 years progress, with lots of conductors conduct us, you know, like Zubin Mehta, Laurie Mazel, Fabio Luisi, Christoph Eschenbach, Valery Gagiev, this kind of conductors, always conduct us, they train us. So this orchestra is growing really fast.
The NCPA concertmaster Li Zhe on what makes this orchestra so special. Hello, I'm George Preston. Welcome back to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. In a few moments, we'll hear Guo Wenjing's symphonic poem entitled Shu Daonan, or The Sichuan Road, and later Beethoven's Symphony No. 2. Composer Guo Wenjing is regarded as one of the most important composers in contemporary China and has also found international success. With a strong interest in composing vocal music, he has written a large number of both symphonic and vocal works. Guo has always had a keen connection to Chinese classical culture, especially the poetry, drama, and folk songs. Guo had a penchant for the poet Li Bai from the Tang Dynasty and has written extensively about him. In 1987, he created a work based on the Sichuan Road, a famous poem by Li Bai, and it has since become one of his most important works. It boldly adopted the elements of Quanjiang Haozi, or labor songs, popular in Sichuan, paying a tribute to the Sichuan culture reflected in the poem. Chen Lin leads the NCPA Orchestra and Chorus in Guo Wenjing's Shu Daonan, or The Sichuan Road, with tenor soloist Wang Chuanyue.
Thank you.
Wenjing's Shudaonan, or the Sichuan Road. You heard the NCPA Orchestra and Chorus led by Chen Lin, and the tenor soloist was Wang Chuanyue. You're listening to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. I'm your host, George Preston. Next on our program today, we have the Symphony No. 2 by Ludwig van Beethoven. On the advice of his doctor, Beethoven spent 6 months in 1802 in Heiligenstadt, a small village outside Vienna, where he completed his Symphony No. 2. Beethoven's doctor believed the quiet life of the village and surrounding countryside could help with Beethoven's deteriorating hearing. Consequently, the isolation plunged Beethoven into even greater despair, as he realized his hearing might never improve. Unable to contain his pain any longer, Beethoven wrote a letter known as the Heiligenstadt Testament, which expressed the composer's anguish and thoughts of suicide. In contrast, the symphony is full of drive, life, and even humor. Beethoven seemed to have come to terms with his loss of hearing now with more resolve and determination. The Second Symphony represents clear progress beyond the limits of Beethoven's First Symphony. These advances are evident in its length, bright sonority, and atmosphere of nonstop energy. The Second Symphony may take the form of an 18th century symphony, but there are new and surprising elements throughout the score. Maestro Louis Jia leads the NCPA Orchestra in Beethoven's Symphony No. 2 in D major, Opus 36.
Thank you.
Ludwig van Beethoven's Symphony No. 2. The NCPA Orchestra was led by their artistic director, Lui Jia. We have time for one more piece of music. Here now is Yu Feng leading the NCPA Orchestra in the overture to Giuseppe Verdi's The Sicilian Vespers. We just heard the overture to Giuseppe Verdi's The Sicilian Vespers. The NCPA Orchestra was led by Yu Feng, and it brings this program to an end. To learn more about China's National Center for the Performing Arts and this program, visit wfmt.com/ncpa. You can find playlists as well as information on future programs. This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts is produced by Daniel Goldberg, Rebecca Neistat, and Jan Weller. Production assistance is by Maggie Jensen. The executive producers are Jennifer Ho Kwong and George Preston. Special thanks to the media team at the NCPA, including Lu Li, Shi Yingying, Han Jingjing, Fu Jingyi, Tan Lin, and Wei Bohan. And thank you to WFMT's Josh Sauvageau for his production expertise and to Dennis Moore for his vocal talents. Please join us next week as the NCPA presents Ravel's Piano Concerto in G Major with pianist Bruce Liu, Sibelius's Symphony No. 2, and Bruckner's Symphony No. 6. I'm your host, George Preston. Thank you for joining us. Stay safe and be well. This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts is distributed by the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.